The group consists of people like Alonzo Jones, Kenny Lewis, Jimmy Bart, Dr. Sheila Isom is our minister, Stedrick Harrison from the county schools.
Sure.
And Laura Ashworth from City Economic Development Group is a part of the group. We started and put it together a very structured organization. All of us that are doing anything have job descriptions. So we know what we're doing and what we're not supposed to do. We also have our values that we put together in that first 6 months before we put Music One. Our values are very simple. We believe in the Word of God is infallible in our foundation. We believe in unity, reconciliation, and fellowship of all people. And we believe in eternal salvation through the one and only Jesus Christ. Those are our three values. Beyond that, we are not a church, don't intend to be a church. We profess to have those values, and that is why the Lord, we believe, is blessing this endeavor.
Fantastic. So you guys have done several services so far. I think five is the correct number there. And you've got four more on the way, but the one in particular that's brought you to me today is on October 7th at 6 o'clock, and that's at the North Theater.
At the historic North Theater, yes.
Now, why does that event bring so much significance over some of the previous versions? Not to take away from the others, but sure, this one's got a different approach.
We looked at the other services in churches, frankly, as recruiting methods to try to bring people from those churches to join our group and also practice for us. We want to be a professional, semi-professional group. So we've done five services prior to this one on October 7th. Our full intent is to be in the community, not the churches. We want to get to the unchurched, and we want to get to people in the community that might not be going to church. That is why the focus is on the North Theater. We have services planned after that. Eventually, we want to get to places like the Carrington Pavilion, Festival in the Park, out in the community.
Sure.
The intent is not to be in the churches, although that's how we grow.
Of course. I certainly understand that, you know. And I think that's the thing about the North Theater being that first show in the community. And what better a historic place with a history like Danville's, as rich as it is, to choose that venue.
Absolutely. And we clearly want to thank Wayne Allen for inviting us in. The admission is, there is no cost. There's no charges at the door to get in for this event. We will be taking a love offering, but there is no admission to getting in.
So when you talk about your love offering, and you guys are considered a non-for-profit,
yes,
which is a good thing, how does that break down? Where does that love offering go to be a continuing part of our community?
50% of what is received in the offering at our services is given to a charity of choice by the host, whether it's a church or whether it's by the Historic North Theater. Whatever it is, 50% goes to a charity of their choice. 40% goes to a charity of our choice, of Celebrate's choice. And 10% goes to us to try to help offset some of the necessary
sure
expenses.
That's to be expected. I mean, when you put on a group of that size and all the things that you guys have to bring to the table in order to put that together, that makes perfect sense. Have you guys decided where October 7th's donation will go?
As in the past, and we focused a lot on the Boys and Girls Club. Obviously, I've got a little history there, so
sure,
that helps. But we will be doing the Boys and Girls Club for our 40%. That is also recognizing that they are going to be our ushers. The Teen Center is going to be, the teens are going to be ushers at the North Theater for our event on the 7th. So we're excited about that as well.
Not only are you giving that charitable donation, you're also allowing teens to be a part of the same community growth that you're looking for. So you really are bringing multiple pieces in to make it a really, really great event.
Absolutely. LaShawn Farmer, the Teen Center Director, we worked together when I was at Nestle, and she was as well.
Sure.
And she was there when I was there as the Executive Director, and she's still there doing a great job with these kids. And so she'll have all of her teens over to do the ushering for us.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely amazing event with a great message and a great goal. You know, you guys talked about growing your group, and everything has growing pains. So are there still some items for people that are considering coming out, or maybe even have heard of you guys before and are considering joining? Are there certain things you guys are looking for your continued growth?
We are absolutely looking for more people for the choir, certain instruments in the orchestra. We definitely need more strings. We'd like to have a full string orchestra as a part of this. We need sound equipment. If any churches or anybody has old sound equipment, we're also looking for more rhythm players. We just simply state that if you have the interest, talent, and you have the commitment, it's been wonderful and the Lord is providing, for sure.
That's amazing. I love that it's the way you guys have this set up. It's certainly commitment-based, but also, you know, you let them come to you. And I think that's really, really a great thing to be a part of this team and help you guys grow just naturally, as organic as it can be.
That's right.
Really
grassroots,
great.
Organic, growing from the bottom.
So not only is it the non-denominational, interracial, it is definitely an inter-community event. We got multiple communities that are a part of this. That's
well
fantastic.
Yes, we're excited about it. We really are. It's hard to explain the excitement and the feelings when I'm sitting here talking behind a microphone.
Sure.
The opportunity to worship at a service or our rehearsals is a dream come true for many of us.
Well, and I can see it as we're sitting here talking. You've got that smile on your face that you're excited to talk about this. It's something you're very passionate about, as I'm sure the rest of the members of your team are. Certainly wish you guys all the best on the 7th and obviously through continued growth. 6 o'clock at the North Theater on October 7th. You can see the folks with Celebrate. And come out, certainly enjoy. It's a great community event.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.